Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. In Odyssey Station, it's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. All right, I'll get back to this Ibrahim Kendi. Remember that name, K-E-N-D-I. You know about the 1619 Project person. He is even a bigger weir on the whole critical race, racism, industry, all that stuff. And he just told them on CBS Morning Show, and I'll play you the rest of it. We played it right before the break. Yeah, I have college kids come up all the time. Never heard anything about racism. Never learned about racism. That is a stone cold, absolute lie with a bunch of idiots saying it that has to be challenged. And they said they're all tell us more. All right, our buddy Matt Rooney challenges those things when he co-hosts with me on the weekends. And he is our SaveJersey.com correspondent.
Matt.
That breaks down what goes on in the great Garden State. So yesterday we had the New Jersey primary. It's making national news because some of the media want to try to destroy any Republican unity around the idea it was the anti-Trump forces that won versus the pro-Trump forces that lost. But Matt also has something about how school districts in Jersey, under the pretext of the heat, are revolting against King Murphy, and there's a half dozen to a dozen of them or more who are not having their kids wear masks until the end of this week, to the end of the school year. Could that be in Jersey? Let's go to Matt Rooney from SaveJersey.com. Hey, Matt, welcome in.
Good morning, Dom. How are you today?
Well, very well. And look, I saw this primary race out there, and on a lot of websites, they're trying to, you know, make this a disunified situation. How big of an issue was Trump in this election?
Well, look, the president, the former president, plays a role in almost everything in our politics since 2016.
Right.
There's no denying that, but you know, the victor last night, Jack Cittarelli, who I think was like a lot of Republicans. He was very, very lukewarm and negative on Trump originally, but then ended up voting for him and supporting him in the end. He just won all 21 counties in the New Jersey primary. I think another New Jersey commentator, David Wildstein, I think he just tweeted that was the first time in about a century that a Republican's pulled that off in a primary in New Jersey. So when you win all 21 counties and you hit just about 50% in the vote, right now I have it at about a little bit more than 49% for Cittarelli. I mean, that's a resounding victory. And I think that tells you something that I know that you and I and Dan have talked about many a time on the weekend, Dom, that MAGA voters, yes, they don't want somebody that's going to constantly apologize for Trump and his successes. But you also have to do something more than just say MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. You have to do what Trump did. You have to be an aggressive advocate for the American taxpayer. And I think Jack Cittarelli began to evolve into that role during the primary. And if he keeps it up, as much as the media wants to make this about Trump for the clicks and because they have an agenda, I don't think they're going to be successful. And I think he can give Phil a run for his money.
Matt, too, a factoid. Look, and trends are trends. It doesn't mean it fits this situation, but it might. Apparently, Democrat going for the second term in Jersey don't wear that well, in that if Murphy, heaven forbid, wins, he'd be the first Democrat, I believe, since 1977 that got a second term. Corzine versus a force of nature called Christie was one example, but what do you make of that trend and how Murphy's trending at this point?
Yeah, I mean, look, ultimately, at the end of the day, Jack Cittarelli has a lot of things going for him, and there is a little bit of history. Brendan Byrne is that Democrat in the 70s who ended up getting reelected. And I think it's because New Jerseyans have this interesting off-cycle campaign, right? Most states, including Pennsylvania, you tend to elect your governors in even years. In New Jersey, we have this odd year election like Virginia. So we always kind of precede the swing of the pendulum. In 1993, Christine Whitman, her victory preceded the 1994 Newt Gingrich Republican revolution. In 2009, which you mentioned, Chris Christie, his victory preceded the 2010 Tea Party revolution. So New Jersey's where it always kind of starts. And in New Jersey, Phil Murphy's lockdown has provided the conditions where Republicans, shame on them if they don't have plenty of material to run on against this guy. I mean, when you destroy a third of the small businesses in the state in a single year and are responsible for killing 8,000 at least nursing home residents, I mean, it's handed to you on a silver platter, but you got to go out there and you got to make the argument. You can't count on just history to carry you through.
Your eye and your website is the best for me to, without devoting 24 hours a day, as you seemingly do to New Jersey at SaveJersey.com. What you just mentioned that Cittarelli ought to be doing, Matt, is this. You have Steve Sweeney. The other day, you put two tweets up in which he tells the nursing aficionados over there that they ought to be teaching their nurses more about COVID going forward. And it's linked to nursing home deaths, blaming the nurses of all people. Whoa, Steve Sweeney, these were the heroes celebrated up and unified across the country. More than doctors, the number one figure that was celebrated, I would argue, during COVID were nurses.
Yeah, look, how quickly the Democrats turn, right? A year ago, they were sharing these TikTok videos of nurses dancing and talking about how basically they were equivalent to the young men that stormed the beaches in Normandy. Now, all of a sudden today, it becomes politically inconvenient to accept blame for their decisions, and they're throwing the nurses overboard. Look, this is why they want to talk about Donald Trump, not because Donald Trump matters for a hill of beans in New Jersey this year. It's because if you actually focus on the record of Phil Murphy, whose administration issued an order requiring nursing homes last spring to accept COVID-positive patients, if you're Steve Sweeney, the Senate president, Democrat, who sat on his hands for a year and a half and just let Murphy get away with all of this, I mean, you can't talk about what you've actually done, because what you've done hasn't just made life more expensive or intolerable in New Jersey. You're actually responsible for ruining people's lives. And at least 8,000 cases, taking those lives away. So if I were them, Dom, you know, I'd want to be talking about MAGA as much as the most hardcore Trump supporter, because once you delve into these details, it is absolutely ugly.
Yeah, and Murphy's not a guy who, you know, has the charisma, I think, Matt, to, on a personal level, have a bond with the voters. I don't know that they despise him necessarily. He's not even that type of figure, but he doesn't have anything going for him other than he bought his way into this. And then just a lot of the faux pas that he's been involved in. Like, I think he would put Brian on the roads today if someone had just said the word snow to him because of what he did originally.
Right. And I think that's why, you know, ultimately it always comes down to a choice between two personalities, right? Whether we're talking about a school board election out in Bucks County, whether we're talking about a student council election somewhere in Camden County. People ultimately decide which person they'd rather have a beer with, who they'd rather let do their taxes, babysit their kids. That's how people make their decisions. And up until this point, I think Phil Murphy's advantage is that he comes across as a non-threatening guy. You know, we've joked about this before, Dom, you and I. I mean, Cuomo, that's the kind of guy where if you see him talking to your friend in a bar down at the Jersey Shore, you kind of encourage him to get away from him. He's just not the kind of warm and fuzzy, non-threatening individual who gives you a good feeling about doing business with him. Murphy, he's kind of the harmless nerd. That's how most people have viewed him. So that's why Jack and Republicans got to zero in on the real-world consequences of what this guy has done. And they also have to make it very clear, this isn't a nice guy. This is a guy who grins and makes jokes and laughs while your Korean War veteran grandfather languished and died in a nursing home, or that third-generation pizzeria you've been patronizing for 30 years in your town went belly up. And then, by the way, we talk about blaming nurses. Phil Murphy recently blamed small business owners in New Jersey for the labor shortage. We all know
not paying enough,
been
right?
Trouble finding people. Yeah. Yeah, he says pay them more money. With what, Phil? You took all their money.
Yeah. No, I think this is a horse race. I think it could be. It's one of those times where things could be ahead of the curve here. Matt, also, I reference it, SaveJersey.com. You had a piece on now. You don't have a bold enough public health guy like David Damsker over there. You have Judy across the state. But Middle Township, Cape May County, masking no longer required, effective June 9th. Deptford. Same thing, and then you had a bunch of others scattered across the state, Brick Township, etc. So it seems as if these school districts were looking for the loophole there to send a message to Murphy come September. They don't want to be wearing masks again.
Well, that's right. And you know, we've seen it on the other side of the river too, Dom, like Council Rock. I mean, Deptford is not a red area. Right. You know this. I mean, Deptford is a pretty blue town. It's in Gloucester County, which Gloucester County is kind of a swing county. I think Trump maybe lost it by a point last year. But Deptford's definitely at the bluer end of the spectrum. So, you know, anybody running this year to challenge an incumbent, take note. Even non-traditional Republican towns are getting tired of an emergency that started as a legitimate public health emergency, but long ago it clearly became political. You know, these masks that people are continuing to wear in situations where it makes no scientific sense, it's now a political uniform. It's no different than wearing a shirt that says, I'm a Democrat and I'm voting Democrat this year. It doesn't actually have any real world impact protecting your neighbors. And, you know, at the end of the day, Dom, Republicans have to be courageous enough to call this out for what it is if they want to win. And if they do, the spell will begin to break. And I think candidates like Jack Cittarelli can have a real chance to win in November. If they run away from it and they continue to treat people with kid gloves, as we've seen in past election cycles, they're going to lose and the status quo will perpetuate. And you and I and Dan will be maybe sharing a U-Haul on our way to Florida.
What a thought.
And imagine that ride.
Playing Jim Croce. Yes, we're not stopping at any butchers either. Just put that on the line. Okay. Hey, Matt, we'll catch up with you soon, co-hosting. Thank you. And everybody should go to SaveJersey.com. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Dom. Talk soon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.